It's 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert, and for Craig Cohen in the Afternoon Magazine. In Illinois Public Media News at this hour, after 4 years of discussing how to best publicize restaurant health inspection results, health officials from Champaign are requiring restaurants to post the findings of their inspections. During a joint study session last night, members of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District and Champaign County Board of Health approved a color-coded system for restaurants. The proposed system would also disclose the restaurant's noncompliance with critical health violations, such as employees who are working while sick or allowing contamination by hands. It would not report any health inspection score. Champaign County Board of Health President Bobby Scholze says it will make it easier for customers to identify a restaurant's status.
I think it'll help the owners, it'll help all of the public. So, and I think it's simple. I mean, you can see very clearly either green is a go and yellow is eat at your own risk and red is we're closed. So I just think it's that part is very, very simple.
As of now, restaurants are not required to post any health inspection information. Public health officials argue that requiring restaurants to simply post a letter grade or score is useless and doesn't provide enough information to consumers. In August, 6 restaurants failed health inspections. CU Citizen Access posts the reports of all failed restaurant inspections on its website at cu-citizenaccess.org. Public health district officials will present the proposed plan to the Champaign County Board in early January. A union for Illinois government workers says negotiations with the state are at a virtual standstill. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees says concessions demanded by Democratic Governor Pat Quinn are, quote, an insult to every state employee. Quinn spokesman Abdon Palach says the state can't afford to keep salaries and benefits at their current levels. He told the State Journal Register that even after cuts, state employees would have generous benefits. The contract expired June 30th, but it remains in effect while negotiations continue. The union says employees may have to take direct action at their workplaces and communities to jumpstart the talks. A proposal to possibly expand the Illinois Terminal Building in Champaign will be discussed at today's board meeting of the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District. MTD Assistant Director Tom Costello says a feasibility study still needs to happen to determine whether that project should move forward. Costello says the building is in good shape, but he says there is a need to expand it.
We need additional office space. We certainly know we need additional space to house our intra-city passengers. What other kinds of uses for the building? And I think probably the thing that our board has indicated in the past is, you know, how can we make this building revenue neutral in the fact that we don't have to put money into it, that it is self-supporting?
Costello says the CUMTD board expects to hire a firm to carry out the feasibility study within the next couple of months. Meanwhile, the board is also looking at starting a feasibility study to expand a nearly 40-year-old garage located at 801 East University Avenue, which Costello says does have some infrastructural problems. The CUMTD board meets at 3 at the Illinois Terminal Building. A federal judge says prosecutors must provide details about government witnesses to attorneys for a Chicago Democrat charged with bribery. The issue arose at a status hearing today for former Representative Derek Smith. Smith's attorney, Victor Henderson, complained prosecutors wanted to provide the details only 30 days in advance. The judge ruled prosecutors must provide the information 60 days before trial. Henderson is especially eager for details on a government informant. Henderson told reporters that prosecutors were trying to hide the ball on the informant. He says Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman's ruling helped level the playing field. Prosecutor Greg Dice had told Coleman 30 days was ample time. Coleman hasn't yet set a trial date. The allegations prompted the legislature to recently expel Smith. He's pleaded not guilty. Champaign City Council members have given preliminary endorsement to a plan to clean up nuisance residential buildings. The plan to register such properties with the city and submit to a remediation plan passed in last night's study session 6-3. City Code Compliance Manager David Oliver says the measure's progressive registration fees provide incentive for owners to address code violations and serve as an alternative to litigation. Resident Sean Williams says the proposal is a long time coming, citing last year's disappearance and death of Renard Jackson in the Garden Hills neighborhood and the search led by police.
And we went through a lot of vacant properties and I think he was even found by one of the vacant properties. He's deceased now. But I think as we start to rebuild the Bristol Park neighborhood, I think if we'd had an ordinance in place like this one, that we wouldn't probably be addressing the Bristol Park neighborhood the way we're addressing it now.
Williams calls the ordinance a proactive step to prevent another neighborhood from looking like Bristol Park. But Councilmember Karen Foster says a notice to appear in court should serve as a more incentive to clean up or tear down these structures than a registration fee. She voted down the measure along with council members Deb Frank Finan and Paul Faraci. Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock is taking a nuanced approach to Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's statement that 47% of Americans don't pay taxes and therefore will never vote for the GOP. Schock was asked about it while addressing high school students yesterday afternoon. Brian Mackey was there.
The Romney campaign has stood by the comments, but it's been controversial enough that a student asked Schock about it during a visit to Chatham's Glenwood High School, just outside Springfield. Schock says he thinks the tax part of the statement is both true and unfortunate.
It is an all-time high in our country, where no other period in our time has there been that large of a percentage of the population who don't pay any effective rate to their federal government.
Unlike Romney, Schock was careful to say he was talking about federal income tax. Presumably, members of the 47% who don't pay a tax on their earnings do pay taxes on food, clothes, phone bills, and other things. Schock says if people don't pay any income tax, they don't have skin in the game over how government spends money. Still, Schock distanced himself from the second portion of Romney's remarks, that he shouldn't spend time trying to win votes from among the 47%.
Any party, if you want to be a majority party, has to compete for every demographic of the vote.
Despite the controversial remark, Schock says he still thinks Romney can win the presidency. I'm Brian Mackey.
Democratic Indiana Senate candidate Joe Donnelly says he'll vote for President Barack Obama in November, despite the political peril of supporting the president in deep red Indiana. Donnelly told the Associated Press in an interview today that he does not agree with everything Obama has done and cited some key votes he has taken against the president while in Congress. But Donnelly says he believes broadly in supporting American presidents and noted his support of former President George W. Bush. In sports, the Chicago White Sox have lost six of their last seven games to fall into a first-place tie with Detroit in the AL Central tonight. They'll try to pull away from the Detroit Tigers when they continue their series against Cleveland at U.S. Cellular Field. Lefty Hector Santiago will start for the Sox, while the Indians will go with right-hander Justin Masterson. Cardinals will look for a sweep of the Houston Astros when the teams face off again at Minute Maid Park. A victory would give the Cards their fifth straight win in 9 in 10 games. Cardinals plan to hand the ball to Chris Carpenter, but Norris will start for the last-place Astros. And Jason Birken will be looking for his first win in a Chicago Cubs uniform when he faces the mound against Colorado at Coors Field tonight. The Cubs claim Birken off waivers this month. He's pitched well in his first two starts. The Rockies will hand the ball to starter Drew Pomeranz. He's 1-9. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.